This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I'll Be Your Sister podcast. It's me, Ellie Zeiler. I'm very excited for today's episode. I've missed you since last week, and let's just get into it. So I, for this episode, asked my Instagram story for a little Q&A, just asking you guys questions that you guys had that you guys wanted me to answer on the podcast. You guys asked me some really, really good questions that I'm very excited to talk with you guys today. So a few of the topics we'll be going over today are, we have friendship issues, we have how I deal with hate, and a question about how I deal with that on the internet in this episode. And then we also have a question about not feeling confident or feeling down, which I thought was a really good question to answer, especially before we go into the summertime. So those are kind of the topics that we'll be going into today. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. All right, the first question is, how would you get over a friend who was really shitty to you? I screenshotted this question because a lot of personal stories came to mind. So whoever wrote it, thank you so much for asking me this question. The story of this happening to me, and the story that I feel like I really referenced this question towards, was about one of my, at the time, he was my best guy friend. I was friends with him for like 3 or 4 years, and this friendship, oh my gosh, this friendship really hurt me with how it ended. Basically, I felt like I was pouring my all into this friendship, and I felt like I only spoke highly of this friendship. People would ask me like controversial questions about this person, and I would only speak highly about them. I was like, this is my best guy friend. I am only going to speak highly of you. You mean so much to me, all of these different things. And then one day, I remember I got a text when I was going on spring break 1 year ago of someone saying to me that this person was talking badly about you and has been talking badly about you for a long time now, and I thought that you deserved to know. So anyway, I instantly texted, again, he was my best friend. We can call him Greg. I texted him every single day. I texted him and I was like, I heard that you were saying this. Is it true? And he was like, yeah, it is true. And then started justifying it, which hurt my feelings even more, because I'm like, why couldn't you have just apologized and it would have been fine? But going back to the initial question, I've definitely had a few people in my life that have been really mean to me, and to use the word in the question, shitty to me. And this is how I got through it. I think that after a friendship breakup, just like any other breakup, it's really important to distract yourself with other people, especially right after it. I don't know if that's a bad way of coping with things, but it's how I cope with things, and I think it works out pretty well. Where after I got in a fight with these people, I, you know, went to the friends that I know are really nice to me, kind of to forget about them and kind of realize that like there are people in my life that do still really understand. I think also being able to talk to my other friends about the way that I'm feeling and kind of get backup on the fact that like I'm not overreacting. But it's good to be able to tell your friends or even your parents, oh, if you ever want to never talk to someone again, tell your mom what's going on, or tell your parents what's going on. Because if I was to tell my mom that I wanted to be friends with this guy again, she would instantly remind me of everything that he has done to me, and I would instantly remember why I don't want to be friends with him anymore. So that's a good piece of advice and good trick is tell your mom or tell your friends, and it's just like an ex-boyfriend. Like if you're telling everyone about how mean someone was to you, and then you go back and say that you want to be friends with them again, the people in your life that really care about you and really matter are going to remind you of why you don't need that energy in your life. So looking back, this question I think is very real and raw for the person that was asking and also me to answer, because I look back and I think that my way of coping with friendship breakups is I will distract myself with my other friends that are really nice to me and also tell people about it or tell the close people in my life about it so I never forget what they did and feel like it was just me who was in the situation. But with that being said, that is not a foolproof piece of advice. I think that it still really hurts me, and if you're getting through a friendship breakup and it still really hurts you, that is totally okay. At the end of the day, we're all human. You had a human connection with this person and it's part of life, but it freaking sucks. And so I think just like be graceful with yourself, be kind to yourself, and I'm sorry I don't have the best pieces of advice for it, but it's all going to be okay. And if you want to talk about this, just DM me and we'll talk about it. And we can be friends instead of the person who is mean to you. All right, moving on. This next question, which is something that I have dealt with a lot in the past 4 years, is how do you feel on days where you feel ugly / down / not confident? I feel like I have struggled with obviously ups and downs, and I think that we all go through days that are like this. But especially with getting on the internet and comparing myself, it has been very, very hard. And something that I still very much struggle with, I just really know the feeling of being trapped in your body and trapped in your mind and feeling like you can't get out of it, or comparing yourself to everyone on your phone, and it sucks, but I have some tips. All right, speaking of your phone, the number one thing that I like to do and the number one reason why I think that I get to feeling this way is because I'm on my phone too much. And so to be able to turn off your phone, at least for like, if it turns 3 o'clock and you're out of school, or maybe it's like 4 or 5 when you've finished your homework or you're done with your job for the day, to be able to turn off your phone and just live in the moment for the rest of the night is something that I always like to do when I feel this way. That is the number one tip that I would do, is turn off your phone. I know it's easier said than done, but I promise you, it makes you feel so much better. Also, something that makes me feel a little bit more confident or less down in myself is to take an everything shower. Again, to be able to turn off my phone and take a scorching hot shower and feel clean and wash my hair and blow dry my hair, like all of it, just from doing that, I feel so much cleaner in myself and in my body. I can't even count the amount of days that I spent in bed rotting and comparing myself to everyone on social media and feeling so disgusting and trapped in my body. And the concept of being able to turn off my phone, turn on the shower, and just actually sit and think with my thoughts instead of rotting in bed, I think is something that always makes me feel a lot better. Also, I don't know if this sounds cliche, but these things really help for me when I'm feeling ugly and down and not confident, is I will go for a walk outside, or I will read something, or I will turn off my phone and watch a movie. Doing things that makes your mind feel like looks aren't that important, I think, is the biggest thing. Something that I also do when I'm feeling not confident is I will watch a rom-com movie, or I will just watch a movie in general. I think watching movies puts my life so much into perspective and makes me realize that, like, I am at the end of the day not the only person living And as though, like, when you're rotting in bed and feeling so trapped in yourself, that's the way that it can feel. And so to be able to, like, watch a movie and see someone else's perspective on life, I think is really important. Also, going for a walk. For me, I never want to give this advice to people, because if someone was to tell me this, like, a year or 2 years ago when I was struggling with this, I would have never listened to it and it would have bothered me. But it is something that has really helped me just in the past year, is being able to get up and go to the gym and, like, actually feel much better about myself with going there. I will, again, slick my hair back, put on my favorite perfume, put on a matching workout set, and go to the gym and really feel like I want to release endorphins and focus on something that is bettering myself and kind of a way to get out of that mindset. All right, someone asked me a big question, which is, how do you deal with all of the hate? First of all, I wanted to talk about, I guess, my experience with hate, because I talked about this a little bit in the last episode, where when I first started social media, it was very much based off of getting hate. It was getting hate for being compared to someone and my looks and things like that. That, like, it's sad that I look back when I was 16 and I'm like, damn, how did I get through all of that hate? But I think, like, it really taught me that no matter what in your life, people are always going to disagree with you and disagree or hate on what you're doing. There's always going to be people in your life that love what you're doing, and there's always going to be haters no matter what you do. But I think just in this past week, I have, like, the 4 years of consecutive hate comments have really, really gotten to me. And I actually went to a spiritual healer this week, which was one of the most life-changing experiences that I have actually ever experienced. I went in and it was supposed to be an hour, and I ended up being there for 3 hours with my spiritual healer therapist, and my whole family made fun of me for going. But I feel like he really gave me a different perspective on haters and kind of how to get through all of this hate that I was dealing with. The number one piece of advice that he gave for me is to be able to train myself to look at these comments and laugh, to be able to look at these hateful pieces of, or to be able to look at these comments and see the hate and have a little chuckle, have a little laugh. And it's also something that I have to ask myself is, would you ever in your life comment hate on someone else's post? Ever in your life? I never in my life, in my whole existence on the internet, have ever thought, is genuinely ask yourself this, have you ever thought to comment hate on someone else's post? Ever in your life? Have you ever left a hate comment on someone else's Instagram post or TikTok post? Have you ever in your life thought to comment hate on someone else's post? Ever. Ever, ever, ever. No, I'm sure you have not. And I think, like, in hindsight, you can look at these people that are commenting hate and have pity for them and have, like, a different perspective of, like, wow, something is really going on clearly in their life that they feel so bad in themselves or bad in their lives or so insecure that they are taking it out on me, because I myself would never do that. I know that I carry through and put more love into the world, and I show up on the internet as authentically as I can to you guys, and I'm posting about what I believe in and my own beliefs. And the fact that people, I can look at other people disagreeing with my beliefs and respect that and be like, if you stand up for something else, I can sit there and be like, you know what? I respect that. We all have our own opinions. Never in my life have I thought to be like, you should go die because you have a different opinion about me. Think about the type of person that is commenting that. clearly they have to be so troubled in themselves and in their own lives to be able to put more hate into the world. The world is already full of so much hate. To be putting more into it is so scary and honestly laughable. It's laughable. So honestly, I look at these comments of people that really dig in on me. Like, and I know you guys see it because I get a lot of DMs that are like, I see all the hate that you're getting and I'm so sorry about it and blah, blah, blah. Like, I know that you guys see these people just digging in on me. And I realize that I really have to train myself to look at that and laugh. Not only laugh, but also have some empathy for that person. Whatever you put into the world is what you're gonna get back, which is why I feel so confident in what I stand up for and what I talk about on the internet that has to do with being Jewish and Israel, because I know that everything that I'm talking about, my intentions with it are only love. Like, I know that my intentions are full of love. And so when I post about things and when what I put onto the internet has to do with love, I know that what I put into the universe is going to come back to me. If I put love into the universe, it's going to come back to me. If you're putting hate into the universe, it's going to come back to you as well. So, you know, at any point we can change. If you have put a hate comment on someone's post, it's okay. As long as you see that in yourself and can change and put more love into the world, that's all we need. I really hope that I don't sound preachy, but it's something that I'm very passionate about, clearly. And I think, like, for the person that asked this question, if you're getting hate, think about the fact that if you're putting love into the world, that's all that you can do. That's all that we can ask. And to be able to train yourself to look at these comments and just laugh and be like, damn, someone really cares about me so much that they took time out of their day to comment on something that I'm doing, should be like, okay, I'm just gonna go along with my day and put more love into the world. Again, I really hope that doesn't sound preachy, but it's really how I feel about this topic. All right, everyone, that was the episode. I really hope that you guys learned something. If you guys want to talk to me more about these questions that you guys have been having, please DM me on Instagram. Again, I'll leave it down below. Or I do Q&As all the time. This will definitely not be the last Q&A episode of the All Be Your Sister podcast. So check out my Instagram for when I do more Q&As. I love you guys so much. And if you are going through any of these things, just know that I went through them too and that we are all learning. We are all human. Be kind to yourself and everything is going to be okay. And I love you so much. And thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys later. Okay. Bye-bye.